Welcome to listen to the podcast about Indonesia earthquake in September. Let's know more information about the latest earthquake news in Indonesia at first. Indonesia is facing a long and painful recovery from the damage of earthquake, but scientists say that the latest calamity could simply be a warning of more deadly and destructive disaster ahead. Palu, in Indonesia's central Sulawesi province, was ravaged on September 28th by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami that lashed the coastal city with waves up to 20 feet tall. The massive earthquake and tsunami on Indonesia's Sulawesi island have killed more than 1,900 people. Thousands have been injured and more than 70,000 are displaced. Officials said they feared more than 5,000 others could be missing. The government targets to end search operation by October 11th, nearly 2 weeks after the disaster. The scientists said climate change is increasing the severity of some natural disasters, like hurricanes, typhoons, and wildfires. The number of annual earthquake and tsunami events is fairly stable. However, the damage those earthquakes cause is increasing. A report last year documented slightly fewer natural disasters in 2017 than the previous decade, but a 49% increase in the economic losses those events inflicted. The reasons are clear. More humans are moving into more densely populated cities and surrounding themselves with infrastructure, roads, bridges, and buildings that become deadly hazards during a disaster and is expensive to repair when it subsides. As we all know, Indonesia is one of the most volcanic and earthquake-stricken areas in the world, where thousands of earthquakes occur every year. Let's talk about the reason why Indonesia has so many earthquakes. Indonesia is located in the collision zone between the Pacific Plate, the Indian Ocean Plate, and the Eurasian Plate. It is also sandwiched between the Pacific Rim and the Eurasian Seismic Belt, where the crustal activity is frequent and intense. Due to the complex location, there are many earthquakes in Indonesia for 100 years. Thanks for listening and see you next time.